Turtle Boy. This is the author, M. Evan Walkenstein.
"Hey, Will," said Jake. "Got your chin." He snatched at my face, pinching his thumb between the knuckles of his pointer and middle fingers. His big, dumb friend Spencer guffawed. "Wah, wah, wah." And the two of them walked off together, leaving me with my PB&J sandwich. Got your chin? What did that even mean? I had no one to ask. I always sat alone at lunch. At the opposite side of the table, some fourth graders were building a catapult out of drinking straws. I forgot all about Jake's little taunt until a few weeks later, when I was sitting at my desk waiting for fifth grade social studies to start. He walked into class, hands cupped like he'd caught a grasshopper. "I found it," he announced, peeking between his hands. "Will's missing chin." A bunch of other kids laughed, and I could feel my face burn with shame. But at what? What was so funny about my chin? As soon as the tardy bell rang, I grabbed a hall pass and went to an empty restroom to look at my reflection. It was my usual face. Glasses, big front teeth, chubby cheeks. My chin seemed very uninteresting. That night, everything became clear. I was brushing my teeth when Mom's makeup mirror caught my eye. I grabbed it and peered at my reflection. It magnified everything. My nostrils and nose were monstrous. My eyes were large and looming. Then I held the mirror out to the side. From this new angle, I could see myself the way others did. I'd seen my face in the mirror a million times, but I'd never noticed. I knew it hadn't grown that way overnight. Now I know that bad things can happen a little at a time. That Saturday night, I was holding the makeup mirror to my face. I'd been checking it at least twice a day. If my chin had shrunk, maybe it could grow back. "What are you doing with my mirror?" Mom's voice startled me. She was standing behind me in her old nightgown. I slammed the mirror down on the counter so hard, I nearly broke it. "Will, what were you looking at?" "Nothing," I said. I pushed past her into the hallway, but she followed me. "Stop," she said. I turned and glared at her. "What were you doing?" "Looking at my face," I said quietly. "Why? What's wrong with it?" she asked, coming closer. "Something's wrong with my chin," I said. "Look, see?" I turned my face to the side. "It looks weird." "Who told you that?" she demanded. "What idiot said there's something wrong with your face?" "The kid at school," I said reluctantly. I didn't want her to know I was getting teased. "Will, don't you ever let anyone tell you how you look." She sounded angry, though I knew it wasn't directed at me. "Except your mother," she went on, her voice softening. "And I'm telling you, the only thing I see when I look at you is a handsome young man who looks a lot like his dad." "Are there pictures of Dad without a beard?" I asked. She shook her head. "No, but I promise you, there was nothing wrong with his face. I loved his face."